Jayhawk coming up right after this. With us on the line, dear friend of mine, Susan Kochevar. She is the new chairperson for CRBC, which stands for Colorado Republican Business Coalition. Hey, I got it right there. Welcome back, Susan.
Yes, awesome. Thank you.
Well, you know, I've always heard CRBC, because I always get invited to the events, and it kind of, it took me a few minutes to remember what it actually stood for.
Yeah, and speaking of, our lunches are the third Friday of every month, and we have Ken Clark this Friday talking about that Initiative 20, so you won't want to miss that. You know, it's a single-payer healthcare plan, and we want to make sure that that does not get on the ballot.
Yeah, and the last, we have talked about it briefly here on the show, and it's my understanding that they need a whole lot of signatures to get this on the petition, and it's, I mean, I should say on the ballot, and it's not looking very positive at this point. We hope. You never know, though.
Right, yeah, that's a good thing. Well, and what we've seen in the past is when to people that pass the petitions around, get people to sign up. Frequently, they're not quite truthful about exactly what the petition says. So we just want to inform people so they know what they're signing when they see those petitions being passed around.
Well, and right quick to let the listeners know, Initiative 20 is basically just another health care expenditure that is going to be, if it makes it onto the ballot, if it gets passed, because this time the legislators are deciding to go to the voters because it's not happening in the state legislature. This is the brainchild of Senator Irene Aguilar, correct?
It is, and this will be so destructive to small businesses.
Well, and she has, I think that she, everyone I know that knows her says she's just a delightful, kind, wonderful woman. But she kind of has this misconception about the role of government when it comes to health care. I think that you and I can wholeheartedly agree on that. Our liberal friends do not feel that way. But passing on an additional health care expenditure to not just business owners, the employers, but to the employees as well. We're talking about the what you see coming out of your paycheck. Should this make it to the ballot? Should this pass by the vote of the people? It's going to increase your taxes.
Yes, employers will be deducting more money from their employees' paychecks and matching that and sneak in, which is more paperwork. And I know, you know, because I have a small business, I can't do one more piece of paperwork.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of business people feel that way. And then also if you're self-employed, you're going to have to pay this. And it's 10%. It's huge.
It is a big number. And to me it says, well, this is the failure of the already existing healthcare exchange.
Yes. Yeah, I think there was a bill that went through this year where they're going to audit that healthcare exchange now, or did that fail? I can't recall. So many bills went through this session, incredible, like every session, but there were so many that were bad legislation, which is one of the things, one of the places I think CRBC can make a difference and has made a difference. One of the things that our group does is review legislation. Actually, it's one of the most important things we do. We review legislation, and we let our members know which is good, which is bad, and why. And when we look at legislation, we like to look at it from a free market perspective, because what you see happening sometimes is a bill will go through, and maybe somebody says, oh, this bill seems like a good thing. You know, maybe it's a bill to set up something so that a government entity, maybe so that another group of people can benefit from it. So I think there was a bill that went through that said a portion of, I think it was Northern Colorado, can apply for certain grants to help set up farming and things. But the problem with bills like that is that it takes tax money from all the other farmers, sets up a government entity to help people compete against these farmers, number one. And number two, those farmers that give up that hard-earned tax money can use that money to expand and grow their businesses or buy new pieces of equipment or hire people. So we try to look at bills from a free market perspective and set a level playing field. No rent seeking or protectionism or going to government for dollars or special favors.
I mean, and that's one of the things that I like to try and point out on a continuous basis here, is there's so many arguments out there, mostly coming from the left, that corporations are making too much money, people are not getting paid enough. Oh my goodness, you need to increase wages, increase the, you know, the minimum wage. But they never stop and reflect upon, well, maybe the state, and by state I'm using a capital S, meaning the government, takes too much money in the first place. That never crosses anyone's mind.
No, and they don't spend it well. Any money you send into the government, first of all, has to be administrated. So you're hiring all these administrators, and you have to pay those people. So the money gets, the amount of money that's supposed to go to whatever it is you're putting it to is already reduced. And it would be much better left in the hands of the people who earn it.
Well, and this is why individuals such as ourselves also kind of like to make the argument that we should have the right to privately invest our Social Security withholdings.
Yes, we would all be.
It's the same concept that you have a better idea of what is best for your money over the government.
Yes, how to spend it. You know, if you need more dental care insurance as opposed to something else, you know, if you need new tires, all of those sort of things that the government just can't, provide.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, I need to congratulate you on being elected chairperson for the CRBC. So there you go. Congratulations.
Thank you. I am so excited. I take over in the footsteps of some terrific past presidents, Christine Burt, who sort of set the organization up and she set up, our rules and just outline the good structure for CRBC. And then Andy Anderson, who set up, we have our small donor committee, and now we have our part of our luncheon dues going to our small donor committee. And that's really where a lot of the pull comes from in different organizations, because when you have legislators that understand that you have a small donor committee and can donate to their campaigns, they listen to you more. It makes a tremendous difference.
Well, and you found a lot of success when you were out on your campaign trail running for your House seat, your district there where you are, talking to small business owners. I know that you had shared a story with us at one point that you saw vans or trucks parked in driveways of homes that had some type of, you know, business name on the side, and you would talk to those people. And it was easy to relate to them because, yes, you are a small business owner, but listening to their struggles, their challenges, the attempts that they have to make, all that goes into compliance, is really quite a labyrinth.
It is, and it's quite capricious. So you think you're in compliance with everything, and some bureaucrat will come in with a different perspective on what that regulation says, and you're in hot water. And the fines and penalties for a lot of the violations of regulations are massive, and they just crush small businesses. You cannot comply currently with all of the regulations. It's just impossible.
And you are planning on running for that House seat again?
I am, yes. I'm planning to run for House District 29 again. All my paperwork is filed. You can find me at SusanForColorado.com on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Hey, we're going to go ahead and run to our break, and we're going to be back with Susan Kochevar in just a few. It is 10:17 in your News Talk 1310 KFKA studio. This is Stacy Petty. You hear me? Say that commercial for Perry's Vac and So. Again, Perry's is 4875 West 10th Street in Greeley, about those vacuums. And you say, Stacy, I don't have carpet. Well, they have an option for you if you do not have carpet. The Bona Hardwood Floor Care System. This is what I use in my own home. And it's not just for hardwood floors. There are formulas there that you place into this mop head for all different types of solid surface flooring. It's an excellent product to use. As I said, I use it in my own home, use it on my hardwood. Bought my new mop there at Perry's Vac and So. When you go by there, again, it's 4875 West 10th Street, or you can call them 970-378-7804. But when you do that, please tell them that you heard about them here on 1310 KFKA on the Stacy Petty Show. Join us on the line still, Susan Kochevar, good friend. Her accolades are too lengthy to be listing at this time. Welcome back, Susan.
Thanks, Stacy.
So we were talking about, you and I privately here, there's two things that kind of feed into this segment here with you. And I spoke with Jonathan Lockwood at the, towards the beginning of the show when we were talking about the export-import bank, a position that Senator Michael Bennet has taken on it. Now, I was unaware of the functions of what this bank actually does, and I did not know that it was taxpayer-subsidized. So I learned something new from Jonathan on this one, that it's supposed to assist with small businesses and getting short-term loans, helping them grow their business, secure their assets, get new products, new inventory. And his, Senator Michael Bennet's, position on extending this. And then we spoke with Joshua Scharf about the situation with the TPA and TPP. At the end of the day, both of these items affect the small business owner.
Yeah, they really do. You know, we're the engine of the country. So when these things start affecting small businesses, it's going to affect the entire country. Small business is where all the innovation and ideas come from. You know, as corporations, as companies get bigger, they get more like giant bureaucracies. And they slow down, and the innovation just doesn't come out of them. And typically, they'll look around for smaller businesses to purchase, or small businesses will just grow, and those ideas flourish. So there's a cycle there. We need to make sure we do not crush our small business people.
Well, you're a small business owner. I'm a small business owner. I know those struggles, those challenges. Know lots of people that are also small business owners. And trying to stay on top of all that is required out of us while you have an actual personal relationship with your employees is a very tough one. They're not shipped off to some human resources department where there's ambiguity there. You know these people. You know what's happening in their daily life. It's a family in many situations. And when we see these intrusive steps, whether they're coming from the feds or they're coming from the state, it's very difficult to have the desire and the motivation to remain in that small business.
It is. It's just growing tougher and tougher. You know, you're required now under court orders to garnish wages, so that puts you in that employee's personal business a lot of times. You're the tax collector for all these small businesses. You send in information to family services on your employees, people that you hire. It's just, it's endless and mindless.
Yeah, and I'm very familiar with that. And I am one that receives those envelopes from a county human, health and human department, health and human services department in regards to that kind of stuff. And yeah, I mean, it's true. And we know what's happening and it's personal. And as I said, it's a family. And so we want to do what we can to protect that, though, to keep the government from stepping in and stepping beyond what they should be doing. And that's one of the functions of CRBC. You're equipping the members.
Yeah, I think this is the organization to belong to so that we can start to affect that legislation. CRBC has worked to do that in the past 23 years that the organization has been around. But I think we're set now with all of this good leadership, past and present, to push forward. We testify in committee on bills to let legislators know where we stand. We stood, went in and testified on House HB 200, which was the repeal of our state health care. It passed, but at least the business community's position was made known. And through our small donor committee, giving to candidates and helping promote those people that promote free markets and limited government, people that understand what it's like to be a small business. Some of them are small business owners. So
let me ask, and if you can release this information, how many members do you have there?
You know, I don't have that right at my fingertips. We have, I think our mailing list is over 1,000.
And is this just for Colorado? Are there chapters in other states, other cities? How does that work?
Nope, no chapters in other states. We're just here in Colorado, focusing on Colorado. And we do have a very exciting golf tournament coming up September 14th.
Well, tell us about that.
Oh, I'm so excited. It is at the Omni Interlochen Golf Club. We have lots of prizes. There's a $1 million shootout contest, tens of thousands of dollars worth of prizes, just a 2015 Lexus that will be given away, vacations, golf clubs. It's a great way to come and meet other small business owners. And we'll also have legislators there. So talk to these legislators. Tell them what's hurting small business, what bills could be run to change the Colorado so that it's very open for business.
And you said, I'm sorry, this golf tournament is when again?
It is September 14th, and you can find the golf tournament online here at smallbizopen.com.
Smallbizopen.com. I will try and get that hooked up and make sure I get that on my show wall so that people can follow that link. There are a lot of contributors, I'm assuming, sponsorships involved with this.
Oh, yes, and we still have sponsorships available, too. There's some whole sponsors that are available and a whole layer of different things that you can get in to promote your business and advertise. So reach out because it's going to be the event, I think, in September. I'm very looking forward to it.
Now, is this the website that people can go to if they're interested in your membership for CRBC?
You can go for more information on CRBC and to become a member and see everything. We're very affordable, by the way. But it's smallbiz.gop.
Smallbiz.gop. See, I write this down as I go here. Well, I know a lot of people that have been involved with CRBC for these few years here that I've been aware of what it is that you guys do. There are some fine people in there that are working diligently to assist the small business owner.
Right, yeah. And you can come and connect. You know, we share problems and maybe we can figure out some ways to resolve them. I'm working on some ways that we can start pushing back on the regulations and expose what businesses are going through when the regulators come in and audit and stuff. We're finding some pretty horrific things are happening to some people. So, you know, let's work out some strategies to push this back and to get our government to pay attention.
Hey, Susan, can you give us a feel-good story of a difference that CRBC has made for someone?
Someone in particular? Well, you know, for myself, certainly, it's given me a lot of people to talk to about different issues that I faced in terms of, you know, addressing city councils, and actually just a way to go to the Capitol and learn about that and how to impact legislation. I think that's actually the biggest thing I got out of it. So,
the interesting part of this is it's not just the day in and day out labor and effort and energy that's placed into running your small business. The fact that you have to worry about fighting a government entity to remain in control of that business to keep it fruitful is just disturbing.
Yeah, it is. And it just lots of times people will just pay fines and just shut the doors because they can't fight back. And so I don't want to see that happen to people.
And we do. And you're paying attention. You know, you and I, even though, as you said, it's very difficult to keep up with all the legislation that comes through. There's just so many bills. I think there were close to 800 or something dropped this past session. And it's very difficult to stay on top of what all those bills are. But gosh, if you really look at a lot of them, it just makes our challenge greater. And we have to stay on top of it. CRBC does that. They help equip that small business owner to accomplish that. And again, if they want to find out more information, it's Small Biz, and I'm assuming that's B-I-Z, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Smallbiz.gop. And to find out more information on this golf tournament that's coming up on September 14th, smallbizopen.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And join us this Friday for lunch at 11:30, and we meet at Brooklyn's at the Pepsi Center, 11:30 to 1:00. And you don't have to be a member to come, and lunch is $25 for non-members, $20 for members. So come check us out.
Is there a Facebook wall for CRBC?
Yep, CRBC Facebook. Yep, Colorado Republican Business Coalition.
That's a great way to find out more information about all the upcoming events and guys, what you guys are doing. Again, every third Friday of the month is the CRBC Luncheon. I know that you're going to see a lot of fellow friends there, our mutual friends, and I appreciate all that you guys do. Susan Kochevar, she does CRBC. She's the new chairwoman, and she does of so many other things. She's the owner of the 88 Drive-In there in Commerce City, plus she makes some important connections for me. Thank you so much, Susan.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
We need to run to our 24-hour News and Weather Center update, and we'll be back on the other side with Mr. Steve Laffey.